Harlequin Desire and Harper Audio present Delaney's Desert Chic by Brenda Jackson, performed by Sean Crisden.
Chapter 1. This was the first time he had been between a pair of legs and had not gotten the satisfaction he wanted. Jamal Ari Yasir drew in a deep, calming breath as he slid his body from underneath the table. Standing, he wiped the sweat from his brow. After an entire hour, he still hadn't been able to stop the table from wobbling.
"I'm a sheik and not the repairman after all," he said with a degree of frustration,
tossing the handyman tools back in the box where they belonged. He had come to the cabin to get some rest, but the only thing he was getting was bored. And it was only the second day. He had 28 to go. He wasn't used to doing nothing. In his country, a man's worth was measured by what he accomplished each day. Most of his people worked from sunup to sundown, not because they had to, but because they were accustomed to doing so for the good of Tehran. And although he was the son of one of the most influential sheikhs in the world, he had been required from birth to work just as hard as the people he served. Over the past 3 months, he had represented his country as a negotiator in a crucial business deal that also involved other nations surrounding Tehran. When the proceedings ended with all parties satisfied, he had felt the need to escape, to find solitude to rest his world-weary mind and body. The sound of a slamming car door caught Jamal's attention, and he immediately wondered who it could be. He knew it wasn't Philip, his former college roommate from Harvard, who had graciously offered him the use of the cabin. Philip had recently married and was somewhere in the Caribbean enjoying a 2-week honeymoon. Jamal headed toward the living room, his curiosity piqued. No one would make the turnoff from the major highway unless they knew a cabin was there, 5 miles back, deep in the woods. Walking over to the window, he looked out, drawing in a deep breath. Mesmerized. Hypnotized. Suddenly consumed with lust of the worst kind. An African-American woman had gotten out of a late-model car and was bending over, taking something out of the trunk. All he could see was her backside, but that was enough. He doubted he could handle anything else right now. The pair of shorts she wore stretched tightly across the sexiest bottom he had ever seen, and during his 34 years he had seen plenty. But never like this, and never this generous. And definitely never this well-defined and proportioned. What he was looking at was a great piece of art with all the right curves and angles. Without very much effort, he could imagine her backside pressed against his front as they slept in a spoon position. A smile curved his lips. But who would be able to sleep cuddled next to a body like hers? His gaze moved to her thighs. They were shapely, firm, and perfectly contoured. For an unconscious moment, he stood rooted in place, gazing at her through the window. Reason jolted his lust-filled mind when she pulled out one large piece of luggage and a smaller piece. He frowned, then decided he would worry about the implications of the luggage later. He wanted to see the rest of her now. No sooner had that thought crossed his mind than she closed the trunk and turned around. It only took a split second for heat to course through his body, and he registered that she was simply gorgeous, strikingly beautiful. As she continued to toy with her luggage, his gaze began toying with her, starting at the top. She had curly, dark brown hair that tumbled around her honey-brown face and shoulders, giving her a brazenly sexy look. She had a nicely rounded chin and a beautifully shaped mouth. He reluctantly moved his gaze away from her mouth and forged a path downward, past the smooth column of her throat, to her high, round breasts, then lower, settling on her great-looking legs. The woman was one alluring package. Jamal shook his head, feeling a deep surge of regret that she had obviously come to the wrong cabin. Deciding he had seen enough for one day, not sure his hormones could handle seeing much more, he moved away from the window. Opening the door, he stepped outside onto the porch. He was tempted to ask if he could have his way with her, once, maybe twice, before she left. Instead, he leaned in the doorway and inquired in a friendly yet hot and bothered voice, "May I help you?" Delaney Westmoreland jerked up her head, startled. Her heart began racing as she stared at the man standing on the porch, casually leaning in the doorway. And what a man he was. If any man could be described as beautiful.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?